Such attachment is very difficult to achieve, but when one has attained such unflinching faith in the Lord, it automatically cleanses lusty desire from the core of the heart. Purport. By association with devotees, dirty things within the heart of a materialistic man are gradually washed away by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As silver becomes shiny by being polished, the heart of a materialistic person is cleansed of lusty desires by the good association of devotees. Actually, the living being has no connection with this material enjoyment, nor with lusty desires. He is simply imagining or dreaming while asleep. But by the association of pure devotees, he is awakened and immediately the spirit soul is situated in his own glory by understanding his constitutional position as the eternal servant of the Lord. Pritha Maharaj was already a self-realized soul, therefore he had a natural inclination to glorify the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the Kumaras assured him that there was no chance of his falling victim to the illusory energy of the Supreme Lord. In other words, the process of hearing and chanting about the glories of the Lord is the only means to clarify the heart of material contamination. By the process of karma, jnana, and yoga, no one will succeed in driving away contamination from the heart. But once a person takes to the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord by devotional service, automatically all dirty things in the heart are removed without difficulty. Translation to Nanda Kumar continued, my dear king, you already have an inclination to glorify the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such attachment is very difficult to achieve. But when one has attained such unconditioned faith in the Lord, it automatically cleanses lusty desires from the core of the heart. So here, Sanat Kumar is stating that Pritha Maharaj already has rati, or attraction, for reciting the glories and qualities of the Supreme Lord, which indicates he's obviously a great devotee. And he also said, this is very difficult to achieve. So in the material world, of course, most people are not attracted to the Supreme Lord, rather they're attracted to things in the material world, and it's much, much stronger. When one develops great attraction or rati for everything related to the Lord, then that is a very fortunate sign. It means that one has actually conquered over the material world. But it may be very rare, because most people are engrossed in the material world. On the other hand, we know from Bhagavad Gita that even though Krishna says it's very rare to become a devotee of the Lord, at the same time he also indicates that everyone can become a devotee of the Lord. So he opens the process for everyone, in spite of the fact that it is rare. So how does that take place? If it is so rare, how is it possible that Krishna is offering it to everybody in the material world? How is bhakti the solution for everyone's problem if it's so rare? So the answer is that due to the mercy of the devotees and their efforts, people in the material world can take up this the process of bhakti and gradually develop their attraction. Of course, to attain a higher stage such as Ruchi and Asakti and Bhava, that is also still rare. People begin the process, and it's rare in the sense that it will take some time to develop that Rati. One must go through the different stages and eventually get there. So in that sense, it takes time and it's rare. So in Bhakti we have one of the qualities is it is sudurlabha. This is maybe the fifth quality of bhakti. So that it doesn't refer to the normal sadhana bhakti we do, but it refers to the stage of bhava. That is rare. To go from sadhana to bhava, and that is rare. So, and of course bhava is also called rati. So to develop that very strong attraction for the Lord is relatively rare compared to simply doing bhakti in the material world. It's open for everyone. Still, it is not rare in the sense that the Lord is eager to help everyone develop. And if they start the process of bhakti, nothing is ever lost. And they have become anasasipratyavayanavidyate. So eventually, people will end up with rati and then prema. So the reason that it's still called rare is because the development of bhava and prema depends upon the decision of the Lord. To attain those stages is actually the mercy of the Supreme Lord. We can put forth effort, but ultimately
the Lord has to give himself to the devotees. So that is his option. So in that sense, it is rare. It's not our attempts. It is the Lord's mercy. So to develop that stage is very rare in that sense. And what is the effect of that? It destroys all contamination within the heart. So that, of course, we know also from nectar of devotion, the first quality is pleasure in me, which means destruction of pleasures. So that refers to karmas, desires, ahankara. All of that is destroyed by the process of bhakti. So all of these contaminations, which mean desire for material enjoyment, are destroyed through the process of bhakti. So the indication here is that this does not require anything else. The destruction takes place through the process of bhakti, not through the process of karma, jnana, yoga. It takes place through bhakti. So he simply mentions bhakti is able to do this. So the statement is made because normally people will think that, well, we have to do jnana, because jnana is what destroys karma. Jnana destroys ignorance. So if we want liberation from the material world, we have to do jnana. But here, jnana is not mentioned at all. Bhakti is mentioned. So simply by the process of devotion to the Lord and hearing about the Lord, one can destroy all the contamination in the heart. So that is directly stated in the nectar devotion, quote, from Pama Prana, where it says all karmas are destroyed, aparabdha and karanta, all destroyed by the process of bhakti. Moreover, the cause of the karmas, which is desire, and the cause of the desire, which is ignorance, are all destroyed by the process of bhakti. So this begins in the process of sadhana, and by the time one has attained bhava, then that process is completed. Within bhava, the whole ahankara also is eliminated in that process. So, therefore, when he says that the stage of rati destroys all contamination is very, very true. So it uproots it completely. So this takes place through the process of bhakti without reliance upon other processes, karma, jnana, or yoga. And the other word used here is that it's naishtiki, which comes from the word nishtha. So it is fixed. It is permanent. So to get that permanent stage of attraction for the Lord again is rare. It is something which doesn't disappear. So we have the case of Bharat. And of course he did temporarily forget the Lord. And for one life then became a deer. But that same attraction returned in the next life again. So it was there still. It did not disappear. So in that sense it was still permanent. It was nice to keep. It was fixed. So even as a deer he was thinking of the Supreme Lord. So that is a very exalted state. So if one reaches the stage of Rati or Bhava, then one is in a very special position. But that process starts in sadhana bhakti. The Kleshakni and Subhada take place through the process of bhakti itself. That means the destruction of all the contaminations and the bestowal of all good qualities. And it's completed by through bhava stage. So therefore, the process of bhakti, and here particularly the hearing process, is glorifying because it accomplishes what people take a long time to do through jnana or yoga. The same is automatically accomplished. But the process is not given up.
with the destruction of karmas and the possibility of liberation, the jnani and the yogi must give up jnana and yoga completely. But in the process of bhakti, this attraction to the Lord is never given up. So this rati for the Lord will continue even into prema. So in this sense, the process of bhakti is superior to the other processes. So this is a very good glorification of the process of bhakti. And it's coming from the mouth of Sanat Kumar, who's one of the Shaktivesh avatars propagating jnana. But he is actually glorifying bhakti in this verse. In other words, he understands that higher than jnana is the process of bhakti. And of course, Prithu also is Shaktivesh avatar of the Lord. So, he's actually fixed in the Lord also. It's not that he had to do any sadhana to get this great attraction for the Lord. He's already fixed in this great Lord. But Sant Kumar's making this statement too, to glorify the process of bhakti, and glorify the devotee of the Lord, Prithu Maharaj.
And the yogi
And thus they develop service attitude. So they don't appreciate the Lord as the object of service. They understand some of the qualities of the Lord, like his form and his powers, but they don't develop that affectionate attitude towards the Lord, so therefore they don't develop a relationship with the spiritual body.
Even though he has made a difficult show, he has to be engaged in devotional service.
Yeah, and of course we can say that the meditation on the super soul is a type of bhakti, definitely. But it is that meditation does not, and service to the Lord does not become their goal. Their goal is to get liberated, and they use that meditation on the Lord for that goal. So that is why they don't get the spiritual world. Well, if people develop jnana and they get rid of their subtle and gross bodies, they don't naturally show attraction for the Lord. So it has to be specifically developed by bhakti. So in that sense, we could say not natural. On the other hand, anybody can develop it. So in that sense, we could say it is natural. But it doesn't develop on its own if you just take away the ahankara and the subtle and gross bodies. No, it's not there. You get liberation that way. But to actually develop your spiritual body, go to the spiritual world, then you have to actually practice bhakti. Well, through the process of bhakti, everything happens. So in sadhana bhakti, we get the removal of the karmas, etc., and the development of the good qualities. And that takes place, and nartan vritti takes place. And it doesn't stop with nishto or ruchi or sakti. It's still taking place even there, into bhava. But it starts in the process of sadhana. Well, it's rare in the sense that it takes some time from the initial faith to get there. In that sense, it's rare. And it's rare in the sense that it doesn't depend on your sadhana, it depends on the mercy of the Lord. In that sense, it's rare.
Last sentence of the Prabhupada, once a person takes the sacred word of the Lord, automatically all dirty things are removed. Zero difficulty. No need for him to endure. One just has to endure.
Well, he has to do endeavor and bhakti. If he doesn't do it properly, then he won't get the same results.
Okay, if you do mixed bhakti, you get different results.
Cleansing takes place different times for different human beings.
For humans or animals?
For plants or humans. By contact with the pure devotees, is it to do with the desire of the living entities or is it to do with the purity of the person who is
here? Both. Obviously, if we don't follow properly, even if you have a pure devotee and you don't follow properly, what's going to happen? You still don't get the same results.
Yeah.